This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A semi-truck overturned on 131 just north of Yampa Tuesday morning. The road was closed for a while to correct the truck and clean up the debris. Steamboat Resort has announced expanded winter air service with six major airline carriers flying nonstop to 17 airports. The nonstop flights start December 11th, and most will be flying an extra week into April through the Easter holiday. The official ribbon cutting for the newest employee housing project in Steamboat Springs was Tuesday. It's off 13th Street behind the Steamboat Springs Transit offices. It's about 9,000 square foot building, two floors like a dormitory. It can house 32 people in 16 bedrooms, double occupancy. Each floor has a shared kitchen, lounge, quiet room, and storage. It will be used for seasonal housing for Steamboat Springs transit workers and some Parks and Rec employees. Today is a celebration at Casey's Pond Senior Living Community as it marks the one-year anniversary of the community-led effort to save Casey's Pond when it was threatened with foreclosure just over a year ago. That's happening at 2:30 today. Pause and Claws in Steamboat Springs is under new ownership after 21 years of being owned by Dave and Jody Terranova.
We've appreciated all the business support. Couldn't be more thankful, Jody and I and our whole family.
Eli and Aaron Campbell are the new owners of Paws and Claws.
We couldn't be more thankful to Dave and Jody for the support that they've shown us and the belief they have in us to take over the reins of what an incredible hub they've built for pet lovers in the Yampa Valley.
Also in Central Park Plaza, Dairy Queen has permanently closed. Toretta Pioneers Museum has named the winners of the annual Leckenbee and Larson Awards. The Leckenbee Award goes to South Route County educator and coach Jay Whaley. The Larson Award is given posthumously, going to Steamboat legend and Olympian Jim Moose Barrows. Veterans and their families are invited to a vaccination clinic for flu, COVID, and shingles and pneumonia. That's at the Veterans Center from 8 to noon today. It's free. They'll also be serving pancakes. Enrollment for Route County 4-H begins today. Reach out to the 4-H Extension office. Lift Up is hosting a free concert for the community 6:30 tonight at Snow Bowl, featuring great local bands. It is family-friendly and free and a fundraiser for Lift Up. We'll hopefully see you there. It's homecoming week for Hayden High School. Today's dress-up day in all black or all white, also known as Midnight Sky. Kids are having lunch on the lawn. Powder Puff Football's at 7 o'clock tonight on the Hayden football field, and the parade is Thursday at 2:30 in Hayden. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.